Good morning, good day, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach. Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. And today, we have a fellow coach, Amy. She's, according to what you see, I see her description is a mental fitness coach. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Francisco.
Thanks to you. Thanks to be here. So, yeah, the usual thing I usually ask for my fellow coaches who's part of this community, who's Amy?
That is a very big question, Francisco. I am a mental fitness coach. First and foremost, I'm a mom, a wife, a hobby farm owner. I live in Minnesota. It's cold, so a braver of the winter months, I would say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've been a registered nurse for 19 years. And then almost four now, I've been a mental fitness coach or health and wellness coach. There's a big umbrella, I feel like. And I do a lot of coaching. I feel like any kind of behavior change, anything we're trying to work at changing the root to get down to that kind of behavior of why the thought behind it. So why we're doing it. So that's why I do the mental fitness part, because how do you change something if you can't get into your head and figure out why you're doing something in the first place or why you want to do that? Because if you just do it for the surface reasons of I want to feel better or I want to lose whatever 5 pounds, it's not going to stick.
I like what you said, a very strong one. Why are we doing it? So mm-hmm. You have to ask that, you know, what's the purpose? What's the meaning for it? What is for us? But I like that. Why are we really doing for it? But I heard about your introduction about you being a mentor. Coach and 90 years old, certified nurse. But you said a hobby farm?
Yes.
What is that hobby farm?
So that means we started out with 6 chickens. It's been probably 6 years now. We started out with chickens on a small little lot of land we had. And then we decided to move. And I say that chickens are the gateway animal to more animals. So we started with chickens, but now we have bunnies, goats, pigs, mini donkeys, cats, dogs. I think that's it. Sometimes I lose track, but just a few of each of the animals, and just it's therapy. Honestly, it's good for our family. It's good to get us outside. It's just an enjoyable. We don't eat any of the animals. They are all named. The only thing we eat is the chicken eggs.
Yeah. Okay. So you say the farm, but it's like a pet zoo, sort of. No, it's a pet.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's why we say hobby farm, because it's just for fun. It's for enjoyment. It's nothing to, we don't harvest the animals or eat them.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, I like what you said about this hobby farm. Very, very good one. Thank you, Amy. So that's what you said. I like that. Why are we doing it? So as a mental fitness coach, what's the answer for that for your clients or for yourself?
That also is a big question, right? So it's hard to get into the why because that's such a deep rooted question or such a large question. I find if we can first kind of look at the surface of what they want to change in their lives and what they want to create and kind of get them going in that positive direction of what's possible, because if you can't even think about what's possible, then it's hard to get to that point. And then the why, it's really digging into long-term, right? So let's say you lost 5 pounds or you were able to find balance. I feel like that's the biggest thing I work with people is trying to find that work-life balance. And so if you can tap into why you want that balance and then long-term being able to hang on to that versus the surface, like I said, the surface thing. So if you can tap into, if I have this work-life balance, I feel better. I feel, more... just mentally balanced, right? So instead of feeling so stressed and exhausted, to have that peace of mind that I can find this balance, and it's absolutely not going to stay in that state of complete balance, but it's going to fluctuate. And so kind of making that okay as well, of saying, yes, you might fall backwards into the old habits. But again, if you can connect with that mental root of why you fall into that old habit, it will help you kind of step out of that hole, for lack of a better word, and climb back out and realize there is that possibility.
Okay. So give me four. This is what I got. I know you mentioned that you're a mental fitness coach, right? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Is it a mental coach, fitness coach, or is it mental fitness coach?
So I guess I liken it to, if you really want to know what a mental fitness coach is, there's definitely where you get in the gym and you're working your body, right? And you're working those muscles. Mm-hmm. And let's say you get to this fit state where you feel just so strong and so capable. But if you stop working out, you start to lose that strength, lose that capability of your body. So with your mind, it's the same sort of thing. It's having to build that mental muscle and then mm-hmm. continuing to use it. It can't be a one and done. It has to be continually over time. First of all, made aware of it, and then continuing to build that.
Okay. So is it, okay, so this, it's like the Latin word, no? Mente sana, corpore sano. You know, it's like, if you have a mental, your mental is in good shape, your fitness has to be also in good shape. Your emotion has to be in good shape. So it's a balance.
Yes. Yes. And the emotions are definitely involved with, when you're working with mental fitness, that is a huge component. Because if your emotions are running you and, you know, someone makes you upset and gets you angry, it's one thing to have that moment of, okay, that made me mad, but then you have to move on. But if you're sitting in that emotion, you're not mentally fit. You're going to continue to drag yourself down, and it carries on for the rest of your day.
Yeah. So, mentally fit, okay. Just to, for me to understand for the audience as well, no? It's like if people are listeners or audience are listening to this, perhaps sometimes the people know, they feel that they are not fit physically. They can feel that because of their habits or whatever, right? But how do they know if they're mentally fit?
Okay, so you're asking so how to know if you're mentally fit? Well, the example I just used is, okay, someone upsets you or someone does something that, let's say it had nothing to do with you, right? Like someone cuts you off in traffic.
Something triggered.
Say that again.
Something triggered something.
Yes. Yes. You get triggered. And instead of saying, okay, I have my hand on, it's like the nervous system, right? So you have your hand on the hot stove and you realize that's hot and you pull your hand away. But if you're not mentally fit, you keep your hand there and you feel that pain, that uncomfortableness, and it drags throughout the rest of your day. So you're not able to pull yourself out of that emotion, basically. Would be a good example of knowing that you're not necessarily mentally fit. Now, it's mentally fit, like I said, it's not something that you get there and that's it. You're still going to continue to be triggered, but it's that short-term response that you would have then. That, okay, I'm upset or I'm mad at this person, but then I can stop, pause, do a grounding technique to really pull your present and think of, okay, what's really going on around me? They didn't do that purposely to me. They didn't mean to upset me. I can just let it go. And then you can go about your day and continue to create what you want in your day instead of letting something else drag you down.
And there's a process here for you, I'm saying, the mental fit, for the mental fitness. Is there something that there's a technique, you said, or there's a process here? Or?
Yes. So there is a process. I guess the easiest example, because it's 6 full weeks to get started. And the reason it's so intense is because it's, you know, when you're building your muscles, you need to kind of have that intensity to get you present, to get you aware of these habits that we've been doing for so many years and kind of pull you out of that unconscious habit you've been doing or your daily life. You know, you can just kind of wake up, do the same thing every day. You go to bed at night, you get up, you do the same thing. Like to kind of pull you out of that and be able to create something new, you have to have that mental muscle, kind of get it built up to begin with. So for the 6 weeks, we start with very simple exercises, let's say, that's just to bring you to the present moment.
Physical exercise.
Yes. Okay. So it's a mental fitness exercise. It's something as simple as, let's say you have something on your desk in front of you that has a texture to it. So taking your hand and feeling the texture on it and just focusing on that, not focusing on any other thoughts. So getting you out of your head and getting you into the present physical moment around you. And if you can do that and pull your, basically you're building that muscle to say, okay, I'm here right now. This is what's happening. Instead of all these thoughts that are coming at you or telling you, I should be, you know, your list of things you need to do in every day, instead of pulling you forward to that, it's pulling you to right here, right now. And then you can decide where you're going to go next.
Okay. But I suppose everyone that is not fit, no, that they feel that they have to get back in the workouts and all this kind of exercise and routines. Mm-hmm. From a fitness point of view as well, from a physical point of view as well, from mentally, it's not easy to start, I suppose. You're out of form, you're out of form. Is that the same thing? Or is it not easy?
I think, you know, and that's why it's so intense the first 6 weeks, is because you're kind of submerged into it and you're using these practical, and it's just like when you focus on your breath too. So it doesn't have to be just tactile, but it's your breath. And right, if you're focusing on your breathing, you're inhaling and you're exhaling, you can't focus on all the other things happening around you. So again, getting out of your head and into this present moment. And so it isn't easy, and no one does it perfectly. But it gets you submerged in it to say, okay, I realize I have an option to create something different for myself, to create these healthy habits that I wanted to, but what's been holding me back? So it's kind of getting to the root of the self-sabotaging things that we do to ourselves to hold ourselves back. But yes, and that's something that I did have a client that she was going through the 6-week program, and she really wanted to be physically fit as well. And so she said, I'll do this and let's see how my life changes, kind of how she wanted some work-life balance and then to decrease stress. And she said, I realized as I went through this program and was able to get present and realize what's really truly important, I did start working out. Now, that was something we hadn't coached. I didn't coach her at all on getting into being physically fit.
Yes.
But she said, because I was able to quiet all of the things in her head that were telling her, because she's a busy mom, working full-time, all the things. She said, I was able to really get present and say, okay, I deserve 20 minutes to work out. I deserve to put that time into myself instead of all the other negative thoughts. So you're focusing on the thoughts that are coming up and realizing that it's just this negative inner critic that we have, and we don't have to listen to that.
I'm listening to you, Amy. Like, I'm not saying I'm a fit guy, but I do my exercise, right? And hearing what you're saying, it's like it's a complete routine of exercise and techniques that you have to follow. That's what I'm hearing. And am I right? Or there's a technique, you know, there's a process that you are the ones coaching them so that people will follow as much as possible in order to work it out, to make it better, right? Is that the process here?
Yeah. Yes, and it's not... It sounds like it's a lot. And in really, honestly, it's a total of 15 minutes out of your day as you're going through the 6 weeks. So each day, just Monday through Friday, that you're doing these techniques and these practices to get you present. And once you get in, I would say even like week 3, people say, you know, it's not that hard. It becomes more of this habit. It's a mental fitness habit, like working out. It is hard at first. It may feel like a lot, but then the benefits outweigh the work you're putting in.
Okay. 6 weeks and five, you said, no, just to understand, six weeks program, which is Monday, 5 days a week, right? Is that how, and what is the common pattern of people completing it or having hardly able to complete it, but they're able to push it? What's the pattern at the end of the day, of the end of the program? What are they feeling? What are they seeing? What are their emotions? What is their mental, you know, state? If you can share.
Sure. So there have been, there's definitely, like I said, no one does it perfectly, where they show up and they say, okay, I'm doing these, you know, 4 practices a day. It's only 2 minutes here and there. And it's really flexible to how your schedule is. So I've had people that are very invested, very excited. They want to, you know, do it perfectly to a T, and they've come close to that, but life, right? Like life gets in the way, and that's expected. And so myself as a coach, it's to say, okay, you're showing up, you're still doing more than you did yesterday. You're still deciding to take your own mental fitness in your own hands and kind of be their guide or their help. They're kind of walking through it with them and at their pace where it's not necessarily going to be perfect. And that's part of the process too, is giving yourself grace to say, this is something new. It's not necessarily easy because it is a new muscle you're flexing. And so I would say at the end of the process, I have people even 2-3 months down the road after they've completed it, they've said, I even gained more insight. Like these things came up in my life and I realized, wow, I'm making a different choice now based on I'm able to get present and pull out of that emotional mess that I had in my head and really get present with where do I want to go now and not sit in that negative feeling. So it's more about finding that positive mindset versus the negative.
So it's part of this program of being part of the mental fitness coach is trying to have the lost frame that you are, try to work also in the go and bring it to the gain frame, the positive side, mm-hmm. sort of, because that's part of the change of the habit, I suppose, right? The system habits that individual would like or identify that would like to change based on your program. There's a process mm-hmm. or technique that is the old habit is being worked out so that in a 6 weeks program, it could be turned around to be the game frame, to be more in a positive way so that your clients or the people they're working with will have a better insight, better reflection in mm-hmm. in an ongoing process, right? Is that the way I understood it or?
Yeah, it kind of relates back to as we were talking about the why, is after they take the 6 weeks, they're able to realize why they were in that pattern of feeling stuck and not moving forward, let's say, whether it's in their home life or work life or the balance, right? So it's, you're correct. It is. It's after that 6 weeks. And then we continue to coach beyond that, depending on what their needs are and how much they've accomplished in that 6 week period. Because if you're not able to tap into that, why I've been doing it, what do I want to do moving forward, and kind of be able to reflect back and say, you know, I made a mistake in whatever it might be, or I messed up, but that doesn't have to define me and hold me back. And I don't have to continue to self-sabotage myself and say, I'm not good enough, or I'm never going to be able to change this. All the negative things you come up with when you're trying to make a change, because change is hard. And it might be just more comfortable to stay in the old pattern or habit, even if it's not good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's what my point. I mean, everybody knows that there's a certain habit in our agenda or in ourself in which we think it's time to change. We know that changes are always never easy. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying it looks like if you join the program itself, 6 weeks, it's going to be a lot of learning and discovering as well. Mm-hmm. Working as your physical point of view as well as your mental point of view. And it's the balance that you're trying to figure out there, right? It's the way yes. you're able to identify why are you changing the purpose. Tap the why, no? We're tapping the why. Why are we trying to change this? Why are we doing this? And so on, right? So that's what, yeah. Interesting. Okay. Let's go this. Now. So this is a process. So 6 weeks, it's gone, right? Or got finished, right? And you said it's a continuous program, right? It's a continuous you can adjust. So 6 days, 6 weeks is done. Oh, there you go. You're ready to go. No, I believe it's going to be not anymore 6 weeks, but as you said, depends on the client. No? It's like interval of 3 weeks, 1 week, or 1 month, whatever. So it has to continue the process, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
They have to continue the process.
Right. You've done the groundwork, right? And you've done this starting really intense, jumping in, trying to figure out all these things, kind of to put the puzzle pieces together, right? And so you've got the puzzle together. And then to just stop, it's going to fall apart. If you don't continue and move forward, and I'm not saying you have to do as intense of practice moving forward, but usually you've uncovered so many truths and so many new awarenesses that then you're able to change these other habits. You know, you may have started with one goal or one focus, like life work balance. And when you've gotten done with that 6 weeks, you've realized, you know what? I don't have that balance because I can't find a routine. So then you work on, okay, how do I start this routine? So it's really fun and cool to just see this new awareness has come up, and it's not me doing the work, it's them, and just being able to see this transformation that happens.
Okay. So my curiosity here, Amy, right? you're the coach who are working together with your clients in their mental and fitness exercise or program, right? Mm-hmm. What exactly your kind of support or added value or your how do you coordinate that, or how what is your approach? Or is it in more individual point of view, or is it customized, or is this a standard AIMEE coach in this sense?
So for the 6 weeks, I meet with them weekly. And then after that time, are you asking me what type of coaching? Because I do one-on-one thereafter with each client, depending on, again, what they need to work on, how intensely they don't want to work on that. Because some people want to meet just once a month, which can be great if you're highly motivated. But if you're not, then it really makes more sense to do weekly or at least do bi-weekly.
I see. Okay. And no, that's precisely what I was asking, no? Because obviously each of us, each of the individuals that you were working, they have their own different type of path or pace, no, to make the kind of changes, right? And it's the same thing when you were in other type of clients of coaching, and then people are quite highly motivated and you get a 1 month session, if they are able to go and they can continue that. But some, they need more support. That's why I'm asking, is like, what kind of support that AIMEE brings in the program, after or pre-program or post-program, if you want, for them to maintain, to be able really to achieve the goals that they want, right? So that's what my question is like, are you really there in a supervision, or being really a coach of, you know, have this one-to-one session of really deep talking there and all these things?
Yes, it's very much like a typical coaching, health and wellness coaching, right? So but once they've done this work of these 6 weeks, they have different terminology and different, they just have these different tools that they know kind of how your mind works and why we are doing the things we do. So it's a different set of tools they can use. And I've just seen where typical coaching, before I did mental fitness coaching one-on-one, not having any course beforehand, we'd have these sessions where it was definitely, you know, focused on what they needed to change or what they wanted to work on. And we'd have great sessions where they would have this aha, like, oh my gosh, I had this realization. I didn't, whatever it might be. Or I do this because of X, Y, and Z. So you'd have this great insight. The problem that I was running into, and them as well, was that I have this great insight, but if I don't put it into action, then it's this insight that just gets forgotten about. So if you don't actually look at that and say, wow, this is something I'm realizing about myself, or this habit that I'm doing, and moving forward, I want to do this to continue to jump out of that pattern. Where if you do the 6 weeks, you have so many different insights, and so much the mental fitness building is really keeping that insight really close to the surface. So you're able to use that and move forward. So I've seen the results, they're just exponentially greater than if you didn't have the mental fitness portion, if you didn't have that base knowledge of how our mind works and what's holding us back.
Okay, yeah. Hey, and just to rewind here, AIMEE, right? You mentioned that you were a certified nurse for 19 years, right? Mm-hmm. How did you transition from being a professional nurse to be, or whatever the steps or phases that you encounter, to be a mental fitness coach?
So I went into nursing wanting to heal the world. I think every nurse does. I think you go in thinking you're just going to help everybody, heal everybody, and fix the world.
Okay.
And I felt really good about the changes that I was seeing in my patients, or the healing that was happening. And I was in the hospital setting. So it was a very acute care, really, really sick people, right? And so I think it was about 5 years ago, I started to feel that I wasn't creating the impact that I wanted to. I felt like there's got to be something more we can do for our patients. Because a good example would be, they come in, they have a heart attack, they get some stents placed. We send them home the next day. Okay. And when we send them home, we have a new diet they should follow. A new lifestyle change, like, you know, walking every day or whatever it might be, right? So it's very prescriptive on what you should do. And we'd send them on their way. I would see them back months, a year later, because they weren't able to make those changes and they would end up needing more stents. And I thought, there's got to be a better way to help people help themselves, right? Because if we're telling them what they need to do, and even though they've had this life, this scare of, I had a heart attack, it doesn't last long enough to continue them wanting to make that change and being able to. So then I realized coaching was this amazing tool that you could help people realize what they wanted to do, why they wanted to do it, and they're doing the work, right? Because that's how we're designed. If someone tells you what to do, our automatic thought is rebellion. I don't want to do that. It's just to go the opposite direction. So in the hospital setting, my hope and dream one day is that every patient that comes in the hospital goes home assigned to a health coach. Someone that says, okay, here's these things this doctor says you should do. How do you feel about it? Because there's emotions involved. There's thoughts involved. There's family dynamics. There's their community around them. Like, what's holding them back from meeting these goals? And do they even want to do them? So helping them shift their mindset to not, I have to, but I can, or I want to, because I want to live a healthier life. And so that, when I got into health coaching, was really my primary goal, was helping people change. And I realized that if I can help people that they may not be hospital patients right now, but the age ranges I work with, I'd say, are probably 30 to 50 year old. Usually it's women. And if they're able to make the connection to what they're able to do and tap into that potential that we can be healthy, we can be well, we can be mentally fit, then they're not going to end up in the hospital system. And the things that I was continually seeing is just more illness, not knowing what to do, how to get out of their behavior and get unstuck. And so that's where I decided I needed to make a larger impact, because where I was at was not creating any change. It was the revolving door of sick people leaving, and we slap a Band-Aid on it to get them well enough to go home, and then they just come right back in.
Okay. So basically you're saying that you don't want to have them being patched. That's patch of the you want to have this kind of strong impact so that they can really move forward in whatever they want to achieve, especially those very serious conditions and so on. Is that might not no patches, but at least you're the aim, you want to reach them in a great impact for them really to make a good push for themselves, for them to move forward.
Yes. Cause when I went into healthcare, I've always been healthy. I felt like I knew how to eat right for my body. I felt I know how to work out, the things to do, all the good things, right, that make us feel good. And then seeing that the population I was seeing, I don't think they even thought that was an option, like working out, or, you know, why would I want to do that? Or eating differently. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to meditate? All these. And not only that, but the stress, the balance or the stress in our lives, I guess that was the straw that broke the camel's back, was I had a patient that had a heart attack.
Yes.
And the cardiologist came in and this person asked him, do you think this could have been related to my stress? I've had a lot of stress right now. And the physician said, no, absolutely not. That is not a factor.
Okay.
And that was when my own internal voice said, this is not okay. We've got to make a change. We've got to do something bigger.
Yeah. So funny enough, the patient was asking if this was related to something for the stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. You said just the client or your patient was saying that this is what happened to him or her was basically to the stress. And that's the questioning already, you know, of the individual. Something. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong, right?
Yes.
Something wrong, therefore I had to know what is it so I can change, because at the end of the day the body will tell you that's it, there's something wrong, you have to tell it, right? However, sometimes we don't have the answers, right? Mm-hmm. Very interesting, Amy, here. Very interesting. We are about to reach our, you know, the time for us here, but what else do you want to share here in our, you know, short you know, as a wrap up here, Amy, for your episode based on your mental fitness coach?
I think it is just so important that if you haven't heard it today, that for anybody listening, that if you haven't heard it today, you are so capable. Because I just think we don't hear that enough, and we don't feel that, like, in our body, in our mind, in our soul, that you are so much more capable than you have ever thought.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes that one small change sometimes to get that effect running, to get the ball rolling.
Thank you for that, Amy. That's a good one. And I have these two or three codes that I got from our sharing here. The codes that I usually use for the title of the episode. Right? Mm-hmm. Say, why are we doing it? Because of this same thing. And we have to ask that. Right? Mm-hmm. And tap the why. You know, why is the why? The why is that why? And then you mentioned about this in your this patient of yours asking is it related to this stress? This person who's asking that is because there's something already in their mind or their body asking why in this kind. But the last thing I got from you are so capable.
Absolutely.
That's what I get. You are so capable. And perhaps people doesn't realize that we are capable, but it's like as part of the routine we go. We just continue doing, but you have to say you are capable. You are so capable. That's what I got today, Amy, from your shy, for your story. Is that okay?
Yes.
We're good?
That sounds great.
Amy, lovely to hear your story. It was a good learning from me about the 6 weeks program of your being a mental fitness coach, the process that are the techniques and as well as the support that you're able to bring for those individuals who really want to go and strive more in what they expect, the goals, not only from a condition point of view or a mental condition, but in as a whole person, there's something to change. And as I said, you are so capable. So that's what I get. Thank you, Amy.
Yes. Thank you very much. It was great seeing you.
Same. Thank you. Likewise. That wasn't a good story to share today, Amy. Dear listeners, good morning, good day, good evening. This was another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach. Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This was your host, Francisco. Until then, thank you.